I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. There's a question that everyone, at one point or another, has to deal with this question and has to establish what their practice should be. And that is, if you eat out a su'udah Friday night, if you're not going to be eating at home, but rather you're going to be eating out either at a friend's house, or there's some simcha, there's a bar mitzvah, there's a Shabbat brachas, you're going to be eating in the shul, in a simcha hall, where should you light the Neru Shabbos? Where should you light the candles Friday afternoon? So, presumably the two options we're presenting are either the place where you're going to have your suda, the place where you're going to eat, should you light the candles there, or perhaps where you're going to sleep. But why is it? Why are these the two options that we're presenting? So the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Chafei, really introduces to us the obligation to light candles for Shabbos, and the Gemara says Hadlokas ner Shabbos chova. There's an obligation, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to light candles for Shabbos. But what does that mean, to light candles for Shabbos? So many poskim explain that there are really one of two options of what you're trying to accomplish when you light candles for Shabbos. And one option is for Kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos, and the other option is for Onig Shabbos, so that you enjoy Shabbos. What does that mean, so that you enjoy Shabbos? So the language the poskim use is Shelo Yikashel Be'etzim of Uba'avanim, so that you don't stumble, so you don't bump into things. If there's no light, you can't enjoy Shabbos, because you're going to bump into things, you're going to fall down. And many poskim explain that's really what the Gemara meant in Daf Chaf Gimel. We learned a few days ago that Mishum Shalom Bayis, lighting candles for Shabbos, enhances the Shalom Bayis. And that is obviously, if you're going to be banging into each other, it wouldn't help the peace and tranquility in the home. So one option is Onig Shabbos, so that you enjoy Shabbos, so that you're able to see. The other option is Kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos, to enhance the ambiance for Shabbos. And Rashi explains that if you're lighting candles for Kavod Shabbos, that's specifically B'makom Suda, in the place which you're having your Suda Shabbos, that's where having candles lit is able to add to the Kavod of Shabbos. And therefore, going back to our question, the two options that we're presenting, either to light candles in the place where you're going to eat, and that would be for Kavod Shabbos, while the other option would be to light at home, and that would be in order to provide Onig Shabbos, so that you enjoy Shabbos, so that you have light. Many contemporary poskim argue that you should light candles where you're going to eat, and not where you're going to sleep. And that is for two reasons. Number one, we presented that there are two ideas behind lighting candles for Shabbos. One of them is for Onig Shabbos, and one of them is for Kavod Shabbos. But they're not necessarily equal. And there are many sources that indicate that the main reason is for Kavod Shabbos, and if you have two options, either to light where you're going to sleep, or light where you're going to eat, either light for Kavod Shabbos or for Onig Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos takes precedence. And therefore, if you either are going to light in the shul or by your friend's house, where you're going to have your siddur, that's preferred over lighting at home in order to accomplish Onig Shabbos. But there's an additional reason as well, and that's unique based on the contemporary circumstances, in that the reason why you would be lighting for Onig Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, is so that you don't stumble, so that you don't bang into things. But lighting candles isn't really going to accomplish anything in that regard. If you have electric lights on already, when you light a few candles, it doesn't help that you have more light. It doesn't help that you're not going to bump into things. And therefore, if you're lighting candles for Onig Shabbos, lighting a few candles at home doesn't accomplish anything. However, these poskim argue, when it comes to Kavod Shabbos, when you're going to be lighting at your friend's house, as long as it's the place where you're going to have your meal, a Tosefes Ora, having more candles, still can add to the ambiance. Even though you have the electric lights on already, even though the room is flooded with light, having candles lit adds to the Kavod of Shabbos. And therefore, these poskim argue that if you have this question, should you light where you sleep or where you eat, you should light where you eat. Again, for two reasons. First of all, because Kavod Shabbos comes before Onig Shabbos. And second of all, if you would light at home, there may not even be any Onig Shabbos at all, since the electric lights are already lit at your house. However, there are some poskim that really say just the opposite. They disagree with this explanation that adding on another candle is going to add to the ambiance. If you have the light flooded with room already, and you have candles there already, adding on another candle really doesn't do anything. And therefore, you would have to light at home in order to accomplish Onig Shabbos. But as we said, the problem is that there's no Onig Shabbos either, because the electric lights are on already. Therefore, these poskim say that really what you should do is turn on the electric lights at home in order to fulfill your obligation of lighting Nero Shabbos. In order to light Shabbos candles, turn on the electric lights at home. And by turning on those electric lights at home, that's able to fulfill your obligation of providing light in your house so that you don't stumble. However, when it comes to reciting a bracha, there's a further machlokas, the further discussion. Some poskim feel that any light that you're going to turn on, let it be an LED light or fluorescent bulb, as long as it's able to provide light, that you won't stumble, that's able to fulfill your obligation of lighting candles, and therefore you're able to make a bracha. Other poskim argue that no, you need to have a flame, you need to have a candle. And therefore, unless you're going to use an incandescent bulb that has a filament, that has a fire, you wouldn't be able to recite a bracha when you turn on the electric lights in order to fulfill that obligation. But even those poskim agree that if you don't have an alternative, if you don't have an incandescent bulb, you should light the whatever lights you do have in order to fulfill the idea, so that you have light and so that you're able to provide Oneg Shabbos.